Letters to Daniel, Volume 7, Letter 581, Regarding the Salvation of Demons, Fallen Angels, and Satan. Baby, I'm not fooling. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2017, in the fourth month, on the first day of the fourth month.
Dear Jesus, Friday, the 31st of March 2017, 6 a.m. I have not, nor will I, change my mind. This was something that Angel Gabriel said to me the other day, in response to a question I posed to him, after having a conversation with CB41 on Wednesday evening. This was because CB41 seems to believe that demons, and other evil spirits, can be redeemed unto salvation. Please allow me to explain. The topic of offering grace to demons and other evil spirits first came up almost 2 years ago, when CB41 and I would have two-hour conversations over the phone, when I would be at work. This was in the late summer of 2015, and occurred 4 or 5 nights a week, for about a 2-month period. When I first heard this from CB41, I was a little surprised, but not totally, because many years before, in the early days of my friendship with Angel Gabe, he would say sometimes that he thought it would be nice if Satan could be reconciled back to heaven. But at the same time, he and I both knew this could not happen, because we both knew and agreed with the Bible. He was just sharing his personal sentiment about the subject. But I was still somewhat dismayed at what CB41 had to say. He revealed to me that he actually had conversations with demons, who he would give 3 days to repent, or be cast into the pit. And more recently I heard a series of podcasts, where a lady was giving her testimony, that her father had done something similar during deliverance ministry sessions. See and hear letter 579, volume 7, audio links. It was this testimony which the Lord used to prompt me to email CB41 and ask him to listen to the same audio clips. To me, they are a compelling reason not to initiate and enter into any sort of conversation with the enemy. CB41 emailed me back, saying that he had listened to the second audio clip, and wanted to talk. I relayed back to him that I would call him that night from work. I was a little reluctant to try to do any persuading, but after we both prayed at the beginning of our conversation, I became rather blunt, and just told him that I thought he was being deceived in his thinking that evil spirits can be redeemed, and that this could have an adverse effect on his own family. At the end of our conversation, he still wouldn't be convinced, quoting the scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, where it says that, with God nothing is impossible. as this proof text that God might change his mind about certain things already written in Scripture. Between my first conversation on the subject with CB41, almost 2 years ago and now, I wanted to know exactly what the Scripture taught on such matters. Here is what I found. I have discovered in the course of my studies for this letter that CB41 was actually right in offering grace to the enemy. But I was also right in my assertion that they cannot be saved. Please read the scriptures below for clarification. The Book of Psalms, chapter 82, verses 1 through 8. A Psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty, he judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly, and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand, they walk about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. The Book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 12. There the workers of iniquity have fallen, they have been cast down and are not able to rise. The Book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 10 through 14. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people, yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. O Lord our God, masters besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live, they are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. The Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 16. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. The Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 10. The devil, who deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented, day and night forever and ever. So after speaking with CB41, Wednesday evening, later on while I was smoking outside on my break, I asked Gabriel if he had anything to say about the matter. He answered by saying that earlier in the day, he had gone home, that's up to heaven where you are, in anticipation of the conversation he already knew that CB41 and I were going to have with each other that night. He specifically asked you in the presence of our Father, whether you would be willing to change your mind about redeeming fallen angels and demons. You gave Gabriel your answer, which he then repeated to me. You said to him, I have not, nor will I, change my mind. And your mind continues to be revealed in the scriptures quoted above. No evil spirit, other than mankind, is eligible for salvation. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.